The companion bills aim to present an alternative pathway to the traditional four-year high school diploma. The goal is to have students graduate with industry certification by focusing on career education. The measures were filed by Republican Representatives Wyman Duggan and Tyler Saroy, along with Republican State Senator Travis Hudson.
Emphasizing on vocational education for students whose career ambitions may not include a college degree. Instead of a traditional 24 credits needed to graduate, we are proposing an 18-credit graduation track that encourages students to pursue more technical, career-focused education.
Duggan says the curriculum is ready and it doesn't compromise required coursework.
We are not diluting the academic requirements. If you look through the bill, there are still rigorous academic requirements that students will have to meet, but they will now have an alternative option out of existing curriculum.
The vocational track would have potential for students to graduate in 3 years, provided they maintain at least a 2.0 grade point average, according to Hudson.
Yeah, so the 18-credit career track, what it does, you're still going to take your English and your history classes. You'll be able to substitute a couple math and science classes for industry certification, and then the other 6 credits are workforce ready or industry cert as well. You could be done as a junior if you want to and go on to apprenticeship programs.
Students would also have the option to return to the traditional university track if desired. Various industry professionals joined the Republican legislators in introducing their bills as a show of support. David Hart is the Florida Chamber of Commerce's Executive Vice President of Government Relations.
There are 273,700 job openings in our state. You can find that updated regularly on the Florida Chamber's Foundation scorecard, but there are also 335,000 individuals looking for a job, and we call that the talent gap.
Carol Bowen is chief lobbyist for Associated Builders and Contractors of Florida.
50% of our workforce is 50 years old or older. That means virtually half of our available skilled worker is ready to retire.
Bowen says as a result, educating those getting ready to enter the workforce on the possibilities within her industry is crucial. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.